Lesson 73. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. From which countries have the people of New Zealand come? 2. What parts of Maori life are mentioned in the text? The Maori of New Zealand. The earliest people of New Zealand, the Maori, came from the islands of Polynesia in the Pacific, which means many islands. In Maori history, the first traveller to reach New Zealand in the year 950 was a man called Kupe. He named the country Aotearoa, which means the land of the long white cloud. Following his discovery, many islanders travelled 3,500 kilometres by sea in their narrow boats to this new country between 1100 and 1350. They took with them dogs, rats, and plants like the sweet potato, and settled mainly in North Island, where the weather was warmer. As the Maori had no written language, the stories of Maori history were handed down from generation to generation. By 1840, about 2,000 Europeans, mainly British, had come to settle in New Zealand, and the Maori signed an agreement with these settlers. However, in later years there were fierce arguments over land rights, and many battles were fought between the settlers and the Maori. As a result of these wars and diseases, the Maori population fell from 100,000 to 42,000. Their population has now increased to 435,000, and today they make up about 13% of the population. New Zealand is also home to about 170,000 Pacific Islanders from Oceania, who have settled mainly in Auckland in North Island. Both Maori and Pacific Islanders are encouraged to use their own languages. The language which the Maori speak is related to the languages of Tahiti and Hawaii. Today there are special kindergartens for Maori children, and the Maori language is now taught in more and more schools. You can also take a degree in Maori or Maori studies at 5 of the country's universities. The Maori have insisted on keeping their own customs and way of life. Maori families are often large, and uncles, aunts, grandparents, and other relations may come to stay with the family for long periods. Maori families enjoy sharing what they own and looking after one another. The common meeting place for Maori is the marae, an area of land with a meeting house where all the important events take place. This is how they keep their way of life alive. Maori children are taught at an early age what to do when they come to the marae. Special days for Maoris are called wees. A wee may be a wedding, burial, or conference. The happier events are marked with speeches, singing, and dancing. When someone dies, all the relations, old and young, come to the marae for the Maori burial service. Maori believe that the spirit stays with the body for 3 days, so during this time, someone always stays with the dead person. Many people will sleep and eat on the marae during these 3 days and share their memories of the dead person.